I'm Gary Colley, evangelist of the Church of Christ, and I'm happy again today, wherever you're listening, to greet you with the gospel of Christ. We're delighted always when you listen to the program and when you make your comments. We always desire that you may gain and profit from our work on this program. Our question for this week has been, I noticed recently a letter to the editor in our local newspaper entitled Creation Science Fallacious Reasoning. Please comment. Well, we've done so throughout the week, and I trust we've been fair with the one who wrote the letter and also the one who has asked the question. We're not interested in hurting anybody's thoughts or feelings, but we do believe that good reasoning is important, and we do not believe that creation, as it is given in the Bible, is fallacious reasoning in the least. The theory of evolution is certainly fallacious reasoning, and it is really not science. Evolution is defined, my friends, as follows. The hypothesis that millions of years ago, lifeless matter acting upon natural forces gave origin to one or more minute living organisms which have since evolved into all living and distinct plants and animals, including man. Now, such a theory denies the five fundamental principles involving man and his creator around which the Bible is written. Wouldn't it be something if really the plants and the animals all came from the same thing? Wouldn't it be something if the plants got mixed up and produced animals, or the animals got mixed up and produced plants, or if either one of them produced a man? My friends, it's simply not the case. It is a theory which again denies five fundamental principles involving man and his creator as the Bible gives it. You see, the Bible teaches that God created man in his own image, Genesis 1:26, and in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 15:45. The Bible teaches that man is more than just a material being. In Matthew 10:28, that he is a material being and also with a soul. And it teaches man to look to and trust in the one creator and sustainer of life in 1 Peter 4:19. The theory of evolution denies this principle by reducing man to material only, with no creator, no soul, to be committed eternally. And when men believe that they are no more than matter in motion, left to fate, they will fulfill every lust of the flesh, which they generally do, 1 Corinthians 15:32. Then second of all, the Bible teaches that man fell from the favor of his creator and sustainer by transgressing the creator's command. The evolutionist theory denies this principle by teaching that man is now at his highest stage of development, not fallen, and that there is no creator to sin against. Well, the results of believing such a theory will cause man to live with the morals of animals, according to Jude 8 and verse 10. Then third of all, the Bible teaches that man is lost without hope because of disobeying the Creator's commands, Ephesians 2:12 and Romans 3:9, and that those who disregard the moral laws of that Creator and follow the desires of the flesh are spiritually dead, Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3. Well, the theory of evolution denies this principle by teaching no Creator, no soul, and no sin. So why talk of hope when men are mere animals surviving because they are the fittest? There is no incentive for an anchor for the soul. Hebrews 6, verses 18 and 19 speaks of, and the tendency destroys all morals that make for peaceable, contented life here. My friends, these are just a few of the things that are misused in the creation theory. We must end our study, though we would like to say much, much more.